Hey everyone, welcome to the Balanced Dietitian podcast. I am your host, Marie-Pierre, and for all my English friends out there, you can call me Marie. I am a registered dietitian with a background in psychology. My passion in life is to help individuals heal their relationship with food and their bodies. If you're tired of dieting and tired of restriction, you are at the right place. I'm hoping that this podcast will help and support you as you heal your own relationship with food and your body, and give you the tools, the resources, and the knowledge that you need to finally ditch the diets. Every week, you will be hearing from guest experts and myself on all things food, body, and mind. I am so happy that you're here, and I cannot wait to support you on your journey. Let's get started. I'm so excited you're here and listening to the podcast today. I am so excited about our guest today. Her name is Jessica Chiarello, who is in the fitness industry. So she's actually a head coach and managing director of Move Camp Canada. She also works for Movati as a trainer, as a personal trainer. She has over like 13 years of experience in the fitness industry as a personal trainer and wellness coach. And she is amazing. Like, her energy, her positivity is just so contagious. The way she views fitness, the way she views even her own body and the changes her body has been through, I find is very uplifting. She's also a mom to her daughter, Valentina, and she's expecting baby number two this summer. She's now also a certified pre and postnatal coach, a yoga fit instructor. So her goal is to help people find simplicity in fitness, nutrition, motherhood, understanding, you know, how to move the body in a way that feels good. Her approach is so great because I find, like, even with talking with her, it's very non-judgmental, no pressure. It's figuring out what feels good for you, which is so important when we think about fitness, right? Because oftentimes I feel like fitness may have like a bad connotation, right? Like shrinking your body and things that we got to do to feel a certain way. Whereas in this case, it's really more about like feeling great in your body and making fitness work for you. We also discuss like body positivity and body confidence. Being in the fitness industry, there's a lot of pressure to look a certain way. So we definitely dive deeper into that, to understanding like what that means for her and how she's able to manage that with her clients and with herself. So I think you're going to love this podcast. I cannot wait for you to listen to it. Hello, Jessica. I'm so happy that you're here talking with us today.
Thank you so much for inviting me to do this. I love it.
So I always love to start with the origin story because it's so interesting to know how people's stories and how they got to where they are. So why don't you tell us a little bit about you?
Sure. Well, starting out as a child, I mean, I wasn't that sporty kid, to be honest. I was really kind of a little bit more into the drama classes and that kind of thing. But it was in high school that I kind of fell in love with fitness. We had a class called musculation, which is basically a workout class in grade 11 and 12. So I started lifting at the age of about 15, and I just absolutely fell in love with it. And I decided to continue and pursue my passion for fitness by attending the course of fitness and health promotion at Algonquin College. So that's what I studied in college. And from there, I became a personal trainer 2 years later. I became a trainer at the age of 18, and I started training. And I worked at Good Life Fitness for over a decade, and then continued on to Movati. And I've been doing it forever, and I absolutely love it. And since then, I've kind of dabbled in a little bit of everything. I've taken so many different courses over the years. I've competed in fitness competitions. Mm-hmm. I started my yoga teacher training. And as of late, my newest venture is the pre-postnatal. I just finished my course with Girls Gone Strong. So I'm hoping to kind of shift my focus to more coaching moms and that kind of thing. So yeah.
Yeah. And listeners can't see it, but you are like very pregnant right now.
Pretty pregnant right now. Yeah.
Pretty pregnant. Yeah. Oh, that is such a cool story. So fitness for you has always been something very positive and uplifting, sounds like, in your life, right?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, as a teenager and kind of discovering it later on in life, it really just kind of changed everything for me. And I just can't imagine life without it now.
Oh, that is so awesome. Oh, I love this. I love this. And today we're definitely going to dive deeper into the fitness industry and body positivity and how we can like merge those things together. Okay, why don't you tell me, I love this question, but how would you describe yourself in 3 words?
All right. So describe myself in 3 words. Definitely an optimist. Maybe I was optimistic. I always try to look at the bright side of things. That would be a big one. And then I'm going to go with energetic. I've got a lot of energy. So I try to kind of spread that along to people. Probably why I got into this industry. And my last one is going to be perfectionist, which is not always a good thing because, you know, that's the Virgo in me, but I kind of always try to perfect things, but you know what? That's just me.
Exactly. And there's some good and the bad, kind of like with anything that we are, but that's awesome. I would definitely say like, just like following you for like the last few years, like energy is such a big thing for you. Like we watch you and you're just like, yeah, like it's so fun, you know? So you definitely do transpire that energy around.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Yeah. Okay. So now let's talk more about like the fitness industry with body image, because a lot of women who started fitness, obviously is kind of to change your bodies, less about that, like, no, just to feel good. Like we tend to associate like fitness with, okay, weight loss. And it's easy to become more obsessive about a body, especially being in the fitness industry. So how do you address that? Like the body positive side and like moving to feel good and not necessarily to look good.
Yes. Well, that is so important to touch on. I'm glad you asked that question, because especially with media these days and everything, social media comparison is something that a lot of people do. And it's really my number one tip is you never want to compare yourself to other people. Everyone's at a different starting point in their fitness journey. The only person you really want to compare yourself is to your own self, to better yourself. And so that's a big one. It's not comparing. And also just kind of finding things that you love about yourself and focusing on that, as opposed to finding things you don't love so much and nitpicking, you know what I mean? So just those two things, I would say, don't compare and just find things that you love about yourself and continue to make new goals and just kind of not always about the body either. Like it's just, maybe I want to have more energy or I want to sleep better, and then notice how that makes you feel.
Yeah. And like fitness can definitely be like a way to take care of ourself, right? And like body kindness, like our bodies love to move, but when we're coming at it from a place of like the intention of like moving because it's fun, it's because it's something that my body loves, versus like, oh, I need to move because I need to burn calories and look a certain way. Such a different outcome.
It's so true. It's really not about that. And sometimes, you know, working out too intensely and pushing yourself too much can actually have the opposite effect on your health. So yeah, just kind of doing what works for you and finding something that you love to do and integrating it into your daily life.
Yeah. Oh, I love that so much. And I love the comparison piece too, because it's definitely hard, like in general with social media, to not compare ourselves to everybody else's highlight. And I feel like in fitness, it's even like at another level, right? Because it's become so hyper-focused on the body and how it looks. And okay, if I just train more, do this more like this person. But I love how it's like, you know, even if we ate exactly the same thing and we moved exactly the same way, like our bodies would be different. So it's so important to have like other goals aside from just body.
Absolutely. And exactly like you said, one thing might work really well for one person and it doesn't work at all for the next. So, you know what, it's great to find inspiration and things like that on social media, but you know what, you have to kind of play around with it and see what works for you and try different things and just be open-minded about it.
Yeah, I love that. So what are challenges that maybe you had or maybe past clients had in the past being in the fitness industry and just trying to be confident within your own bodies and maybe not comparing all the time?
Yes, well, that's a big one. Again, like I mentioned, comparison. So trying to avoid that. But also just having realistic expectations. So if you have unrealistic expectations, it can really kind of throw you off. So for example, like if someone wanted to fit into a size 2 pants, but they've never, you know, been even close to that, like that's, and they want to do it by, you know, too much from now. That's something that's just not realistic. So maybe working with a coach or someone that can guide you on how to set realistic, timely kind of goals. And that way you don't set yourself up for a failure when, if you don't achieve these unrealistic goals. So just kind of having a realistic mindset, and even again, not having goals always based on image, but just goals based on, you know, your behaviors and changing those behaviors for lifestyle.
Yeah. Do you find like with like clients and people you've worked with, like that's the best way to go? Like not to make it so much about body, but making more about like life and integrating fitness in a way that just feels good.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, it's great to have those physical goals too. Like you have a goal that motivates you, but if you can aim for those goals and reach for those goals while creating behavior change. So maybe it's getting to the gym 3 times a week consistently, making it, you know, a consistent pattern, or maybe it's sleeping 8 hours at night instead of, you know, watching TV till midnight and only getting 6 hours in. So just me creating behavior change, I find, is a really nice mindset shift. And it's a good way to get to those goals and then create them as a lifestyle habit, as opposed to just, you know, having one goal, sticking your mind to it, and then not changing anything for the long run.
Yeah, 100%. Okay, so you've done fitness competitions, and that's definitely could be very triggering for a lot of people, right? To be like, okay, that was like all about body and looking a certain way. So how did you kind of deal with that mindset, like switching back into like, now you're no longer competing, so your body is not going to look like stage ready all the time?
Yeah, so that was definitely a challenge. I mean, it was a really great experience because it pushed me to, you know, push myself to limits that I've never been before. But it was something that, you know, it's not something that you can necessarily maintain as a lifestyle, because it's 100%. So strict, and it's very much so, you know, like you're really restricting yourself. So some people, they walk around stage ready all year and that's just their life. You know what I mean? And they weigh their food all the time and they train every single day. And you know, all the power of those people, that's their passion. That's what works for them. But for me, it was more just a goal to kind of really push myself to the limit and see what I could do in terms of a physical goal. And it was great. I learned so much about self-discipline and nutrition. And I worked with an amazing coach out in Montreal who wasn't the type of coach who was like, only eat broccoli and chicken. Oh. And she was very much so like, you know, integrate whatever foods you like into the macros and make it healthy and a slow process, not like a dramatic, drastic method. So I worked with a great coach who was able to guide me, and I learned a lot. But yeah, I mean, competing is definitely, you're essentially being judged and compared by two other people. So it is a
sport. So extreme, right?
It is pretty, it's extreme. It's exactly what it is. But yeah, you just need to be prepared that that's not necessarily going to be your 365 days a week body. And also, you know, just taking the right steps after the competition to go back to your comfortable self and find that balance. So like a reverse diet, and just try to maintain some of those self-discipline habits that you created, but again, not so much on the extreme side of things.
Yeah, 100%. And like a lot, it's funny because a lot of studies come out with like really like fitness competitions and the rates of eating disorders that develop after, right? Which really makes sense when you think of it, like especially like in your case, lucky to find a good coach that was able to coach you in a way that felt good and not too, I guess, restrictive, even if it probably was, but not like that black and white mentality. And when you kind of leave the competition, you're like, oh my goodness, gaining back all the weight. And then you feel like you always need to restrict to that level.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Which you definitely don't. And it is sad. There are a lot of people that go from black and white, like you mentioned, they go all in, and then they kind of, when they're done the competition, they just go back to, you know, unhealthy habits and stuff. But for me, luckily I was able to take what I learned from that and have that self-discipline follow along with me for the rest of my life, but without it, you know, being too extreme or having unrealistic expectations. I knew that I wouldn't always have six-pack abs and look like that, you know, photo shoot ready. It's something that I trained for really, really hard. And then again, I took the right steps afterwards to kind of go back to a comfortable state for myself.
Yeah. Which and that's a super, super, super cool. And I think it's a great thing for people to like keep in mind too, when looking at like social media and you see people who are like stage ready and they're like, okay, but that's not like everyday life, right? You can't necessarily maintain that. And to maintain that, like, that's a lot of sacrifice. Like, life quality is not the best, you know, when you do.
A lot of sacrifice. That's exactly it.
Yeah.
So it's not really the most realistic thing for most people. I mean, again, there are some people, some athletes that do it, but it's that's their life. They don't necessarily enjoy ice cream or going out for an alcoholic beverage. You know, it's something that they
unicorns do. Of this world.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, goodness. And how has pregnancy influenced your body confidence?
You know what? Like, I love being pregnant. And yeah, for me, it was something that's different for everyone, but it's made me love my body and appreciate my body so much more. Mm-hmm. And it's just knowing that I'm creating a human being, you know, I don't know if it's empowering or what it is, but despite, you know, having gained 30 some odd pounds the first time, like, your body goes through changes. But you just appreciate, for me anyway, I just appreciate the human body, the female body so much and what it's capable of. Yes. And it kind of just gave me a new sense of love for myself and for my body.
That's like so beautiful. And I love that. Like when we're able to see our bodies, it's like more than how it looks. Like the functionality of our body like is so amazing. Like the fact that you're able to grow a human is crazy. Like it's so awesome.
It is.
Do it that way.
And also, like, from another perspective, just I've always kind of been on the slimmer side. And when I became pregnant, I got curvier. I had boobs for the first time. I was like, I love this. This is great. So it was a nice change for me. Yeah.
And I think it's cool to like remind moms too, because either with getting pregnant or after giving birth, like a lot of moms start feeling very like having maybe like lower self-confidence based on their body and the way that the body changed. But even that shift in perspective of being like, okay, but think about what your body created, right? And like going back to that functionality of, yeah, of course your body changed. Like you just did something really, really great. And that's super cool too.
Exactly. And it's, you know what, after giving birth, your body will change, you know, and there's going to be things that you could easily pick on, but you know what, like you have to just appreciate the things about your body that you love and be grateful for what it's capable of. And you know what, it's that the focus should not be to lose weight or bounce back or get your body
Thank
back
you.
All these things that you see online, you know, these people trying to get you hooked into that, but it's something that will come eventually with time if you continue to have a healthy lifestyle. But my biggest recommendation to women who just had a baby is don't even worry about that. You know, take care of yourself, rest, recover, and then eventually things will go back to normal.
Yes. Thank you so much for saying that. Like, it's so refreshing getting that from like a fitness professional too. Don't stress about your, like, how do they call it? Like mom bod or whatever they call it. Like,
exactly.
It's cool. It's super, super okay. And like the goal after you gave birth is not to lose weight. Like the goal is to bond with your child. And you know, like there's so many other experiences to focus on, but when we're just like hyper-focused on our bodies, like we tend to miss out on these things.
It's true. And then stressing about that kind of stuff only has the opposite effect that you want physically, because you know what, it's I find that your mentality really makes a difference on how you feel. But even physically, like if you're stressing all the time, you're not going to be feeling good or looking good, because your mindset's not in the right place. So exactly, focusing on your new baby and all that kind of stuff, and everything will kind of fall into place. And just appreciating your war wounds. Maybe you have stretch marks, maybe you have things you didn't have, but you know what? Yeah. Like it's worth it, because you just created a beautiful thing, right?
Yeah. Oh, I love that so, so much. And how would you recommend like integrating fitness into daily routine during pregnancy? Like, is that something that's safer pregnant women to do? Like, how does that look like?
Yes, definitely. Well, one thing that I kind of learned through taking this course, my pre-postnatal course, was that with every pregnancy, maybe it's your first pregnancy, you don't have any other children to look after, it might be a little bit easier for you to continue what you were doing before with scaling back in certain things. So high impact, or especially once you get into like the later part of your pregnancy, there's certain things you do want to avoid, like push-ups, planks, crunches, anything that causes a lot of abdominal pressure. But listening to your body, and you know what, most of the time, like in my first pregnancy, I was able to continue what I was doing, just sort of avoiding the really high intensity, high impact stuff, and then slowly but surely scaling that back towards the end of my pregnancy. But it's definitely safe to work out during pregnancy, and it's recommended actually, because it will help you feel better. It can even just going for daily walks, kind of finding things that feel good and listening to your body. In my first pregnancy, I did a lot of yoga and walking, and I was still lifting weights, but just kind of being mindful and not pushing myself to the point of, you know, feeling exhausted. And then when the second pregnancy came around, it was more so, again, just listening to my body. So it was a little bit more challenging to keep up what I was doing before, because I am running after a toddler all day. So a lot of my energy does go towards that, I'm not going to lie. And I'm totally okay with that. I don't feel guilty about it. I still just get whatever I can in a day. So walks to the park with my daughter. I do a lot of stretching because that's what my body wants and craves. So that's a little bit more of my focus right now. So it's just kind of finding what works for you and what feels good for you, just like at any other stage in your life.
Yeah. And I love that like positive outlook to it, of like, there's no pressure. Like if it feels good, you do it. If it doesn't feel good, you don't do it, but you listen to your body and find movements that feel good. Right.
Exactly. And that's why I found, first and second pregnancy, yoga, stretching, that was something I kind of focused a little bit more on, because that's what my body was craving. And I kind of stepped back from doing any other cardio other than walking, because some people, some moms, all the power to you, they keep jogging and running and doing all that kind of stuff throughout their pregnancy, which I used to love running, but during my pregnancy, it didn't feel good. First and second time around, it would just, for me, it wasn't feeling good. So that was something I cut out, and I just go for walks. I love being outside, moving. It doesn't have to be super high intensity. As long as you do something to get yourself moving and it feels good.
Yeah. And I love that like non-judgmental approach of like, what do I feel like doing today and what feels good for me? And like seeing other moms jog, you're like, go girl. Like that's good for you. Doesn't feel good for me. And that's okay.
Everyone's different, right?
And it's such a great thing to like remember too, like pregnancy or no pregnancy, like our bodies will feel different every day. There's so many things that happen in life. So movement, like the intention behind movement, just needs to be like caring and kind and be like listening to your body and not just like trying to push to like X, Y, and Z. That just feels like not so great.
It's so true. It's all about, you're doing it for yourself and for your health. So why do something that doesn't feel good to prove a point? I mean, there are certain styles of workouts out there, like, you know, CrossFit or any kind of high intensity interval training type stuff that, yeah, you're supposed to be pushing yourself to a certain limit, but those are not necessarily the types of workouts you want to be doing during pregnancy. But you know what? It's some people love that too. Some people love that getting to that level. But if you dread it and you hate it, it's usually a sign that it's not the right one for you.
100%. And then you can find something that's for you, right? Like there's so many different types of movements that there's probably something out there for you that you're going to enjoy.
Definitely. There's so many different styles of workouts. So that's why I always recommend trying different things too. Even if you've been doing something for a long time and you're kind of getting a little bit bored, try something different and see if it sparks a new excitement for you.
So seems like you have a very good relationship to your own body, right? Knowing how much your body has changed, like even in the last 10 years, doing fitness competition, then not doing fitness competition, then like being a mom, being pregnant, like your body has been like flexible throughout the years, which it should be. It seems like you have like a really good relationship to it. Like, was that always the case? Like, were you always just feeling good and being able to listen to your body?
Not always. I mean, I'm sure as you know, the statistics, women, like I think it's 1 in 2 women have disordered eating habit or patterns or just we're always so hard on ourselves. We're always so hard on ourselves. So, I mean, I'm sure like as a teenager and that kind of thing, I wasn't very confident. But when I did, I would say like around the time I started working out, it just kind of boosted my confidence and made me feel happy and healthy. And especially being a coach, a personal trainer myself, having to be a role model, that kind of just inspires me to stay positive because I preach that to people all the time. And even in the case of the fitness competition, I know sometimes it has the adverse effect on some people, but for me, it really helped me appreciate what my body's able to do. And it made me become even more positive about myself, even though my body did change afterwards. But I did, and especially becoming pregnant and everything after a big, big shift there. Yeah. But I've always just learned to focus on things that I love about my body and not so much about the things that I don't love. Because if you're always focusing on the negative, like, oh, that little bit of cellulite under my butt or whatever, then that's all you're going to be thinking about. You want to focus on, oh, you know what? I got a great shoulder pump today. You know what? Like, yeah. Think about the things that you do love. And it really helps with the body positivity overall.
Yeah. And I think that's like a really great tip for listeners. Like if you're not at a point where you feel very body confident, try to think of one thing, two things, three things that you love about your body. There's always things. And even if you can't think of something you love about your body physically, like what does it do for you? Like functionality of our bodies are so great. You know, no matter how they change, they support us in every single way.
It's so true. And focusing not just on the physical is so, so important because we, you know, fitness is really about health. And it should be anyway, which sometimes it's not for everyone starting off. But once you start to feel the changes physically, then it really is easy to focus on that because you get that workout high, the endorphins are released. You know, maybe you're able to go up a flight of stairs without being out of breath. That's something to celebrate because, you know, you feel stronger. And that's something that is a great thing to focus on in terms of your goals as well.
Yeah, for sure. And like talking about health, an approach that I truly believe in is the health at every size. So knowing that at any size, you can engage in health behaviors, right? Like fitness is not reserved for thin bodies or healthy eating or whatever the case may be. At any size, we can be healthy and we can engage in these behaviors. What would be like your approach to movement for health at every size or different body types?
Yes, well, exactly. Everyone has a different body type. And my biggest recommendation for that is finding ways to integrate it into your life that works. So some people just don't have the time or energy to do a workout first thing in the morning or at night if they have kids and other things. So maybe it's taking 10 or 15 minutes at your lunch break to go for a walk outside or, you know, doing a stretch first thing in the morning, kind of just, you know, doing things that you like, or maybe doing a workout is just something that's not appealing to you at all. So finding a sport or something like a walking buddy, something to keep you motivated, some way to integrate it. Take the stairs at work, walk to the store. There's so many ways to integrate fitness into your life without having to actually go and put on a workout clothes, do an actual workout per se. Yeah. And it really is for everybody, right? Like you don't need to be in amazing shape to exercise. So a lot of people think that, you know, oh, I'm too scared to start something because I'm not where I want to be. And I've even had people come to me and say, oh, I'm going to hire you when I lose a bit of weight. But that doesn't, you know, for me, that doesn't make sense. You want to do it for, again, the health benefits at any shape, size. So there's no bad time to start. It's never too late to start. And also keeping in mind that when you do something physical for yourself, it will affect all the other components of your happiness, your mental, your spiritual, your emotional, you know, your relationships with other people. So do it for those reasons.
Yeah, like there's so many benefits to fitness that goes outside of how your body looks. And I love what you said too about like, you don't need to be a certain size to start. Like you can start at any size and you shouldn't wait to be a certain size. But I think a lot of people in maybe larger bodies will feel like almost shameful to go to the gym or scared, fear of judgment. But I think when we all realize that a lot of people in the fitness industry are just like loving the movement. And if we can all love the movement, like it really doesn't matter the size of your body.
It's so true. And it's totally normal for people big, small, whatever shape, when you're first starting off, it's intimidating. Yes. It's scary. You're like, I don't know what the heck I'm doing. So trying to find something, you know, a way to kind of have a game plan, something to guide you so that you don't feel so nervous going into it. I think that's a great suggestion, you know, like whether it's following an online workout program or having a gym partner to show you the ropes, a coach, whatever kind of works for you. But it's totally normal to feel nervous and intimidated at first. That's for anybody starting off. So my best suggestion is just start, just do it, and then learn as you go.
Yeah, find something that you enjoy. And I love the fact that you're like, that happens to everybody. Like, it's not just reserved again for larger body. Like, anybody starting anything new is going to be like stressful.
So true. And that's why, you know what? Finding something you love is so important. Maybe the lifting at the gym is just not for you, and you don't have to feel bad about that. You know, find a sport that you like to do, or, you know, maybe it's yoga or Pilates or swimming. There's just so many different ways to get your body moving. The possibilities are endless. So find that thing that works for you.
I love that so much. Like, I love just thinking about movement as this positive added thing. It's not a way to shrink your body. It's not a way to like burn calories. It's a way to feel good, and that everybody has access to it. Everybody can do it. And I love that like support piece too, of maybe that's all you need. Like, maybe you just need someone to teach you how to do it for it to feel good for you.
Exactly. It's just like anything new. You're not born with the ability to know how to, you know, necessarily work out or do whatever. So having someone, a friend even, like a gym buddy, I find is the next best thing to having a coach. Mm-hmm. Just kind of having someone to guide you, because we're all starting at some point, right? So if you don't know what you're doing, there's no shame in having someone walk you through it, at least at first, until you feel comfortable.
Yeah, 100%. Oh, that was really great. This is such a great conversation reminder, I think, as well. So tell us more about like, what are your plans moving forward, what you're doing now, and what you're looking forward to the future?
Well, my big focus in the next little bit is going to be baby number 2.
Yay!
So that she is due, the little girl due next month, in end of July. So it could happen really anytime now. And that's going to be my big focus. And I'm so excited, as I mentioned, to have just finished a pre-postnatal course. So learning all of this stuff about pregnancy and postpartum and being able to apply it to myself is part of my learning process. And then my goal is to start my own business. It's always been a dream of mine. So I've always worked for big box gyms, and I've learned so much, and I love the atmosphere. But I've always wanted to start my own business. So online, as well as some in-person personal training, that kind of thing. So that is my goal starting 2021. Once my maternity leave is over, I'm slowly just kind of building my website and that kind of thing in the meantime while I'm on mat leave. So that's my game plan for 2021, is going right for it.
That is so amazing. And it's so exciting, like how many people you will actually help, like with your positive and energy. Like, it's just going to be so good. Like, that's so awesome. I'm so excited for you.
Thank you. It's been something I've dreamed of for a long time. And I have a lot of great friends in the fitness industry who are very successful on their own. And it's kind of a big, scary move for me, because it's not as much, you know, security and comfort. But you know what? I figured I may as well try it now and go for it. But I think it's time. I think it's time for me to go out on my own. And I think I'll be able to help more people with, you know, moving more into the online side, especially with everything that's happened with COVID. A lot of people are shifting to more online workouts and that kind of thing. So I think it's a good time.
I would totally agree. That is so exciting. Yeah, nervous, but good. Like, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
So people, where can they find you right now?
Well, I'm in the middle of creating a new website, so I don't have that up and running yet. But if you guys want to give me a follow on social media, it's at Jessie Chiarello. So JessieChiarello. Or I also have Fit Mama's blog on Instagram, which is my second page, which is a little bit more focused on mamas and fitness and that kind of thing. And also on Facebook, Jessica Chiarello Fitness is my Facebook fitness page. So those would be 3 places on social media you can follow along. I love to post workouts and tips and that kind of thing.
Very positive stuff. Like, very good stuff. So we're going to finish our interview with a bunch of little fun questions that I love. So the first one is, what is your favorite food?
Oh, that's a tough one. I love all food. I'm going to say right now, at this specific moment in time, my favorite food is avocados. I love avocados. I never even ate them up until maybe like 2 years ago. But now, like, oh my goodness, I love it on toast, in a salad, guacamole. I love making my avocado pudding. You can find that on my social media. So it's really a versatile, healthy fat. I like to call it nature's butter. So that's my favorite food item at this moment.
I love avocados too. They are delicious. Especially like, I don't know, like you know, you get one that's like extremely fresh.
Yeah.
Ah, it's like the best feeling.
Yeah, and you open it up and you're like, perfect timing.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Today's gonna be a good day.
Yeah. Okay, so if you could have one superpower, what would it be?
I'm gonna say reading people's minds. I would love to know what's going on in there. That would be really cool. Or if you're thinking something more physical, I would love to fly. I would love to be able to fly and see everything from atop, get from one place to the next very quickly. So one of those two.
One of those two. Okay, if you're a mind reader, are you able to turn it off though? Are you constantly getting people's minds?
Because otherwise that'd be a lot of chatter.
Oh, I love that one. Okay, what is your favorite way to self-care?
I love going for walks in nature and kind of just being in like a forest or going on a hike, just being outside. I love being outside and I find it so therapeutic to be amongst nature, walking, moving my body in a simple way. That is therapy for me. I mean, I love a good massage too, but nature's my friend. So I'm going to go with nature.
That's really good. And we're pretty lucky in Ottawa because we're very close to a lot of like nice parks.
Yes, there's always somewhere new to explore and you know, it's a great way to get moving without it really feeling like you're doing a workout.
No, 100%. Okay, and my last question for you, because this is a balanced dietitian podcast, what does balance mean to you?
Well, balance to me, and this is my favorite quote, which I always preach to people, is everything in moderation. So that's what balance means to me. So you know what, like, If you like to eat candy or chocolate sometimes, that's okay. You know, life's little pleasures. It's just about, you know, not doing it all day long and just, you know, and enjoying little things and not feeling guilty about it. So just finding that balance and just everything in moderation. You never want to overdo anything, even physical fitness, working out, overdoing that can have negative impacts as well, right? So everything in moderation.
I love that. It's like everything has its place. Right? In life, like all foods fit, all exercise, like everything fits. It's just finding its place, what feels good for us.
Exactly.
That is awesome. Well, I was really, really happy to have you on the podcast and have this conversation with you. I think it's been just really great to reiterate like some of these, like, fitness is for everybody and you can move and it can be good.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Wasn't this a great podcast, guys? I loved having her on the podcast. It was so refreshing to have someone with a different approach when it comes to fitness. Someone who, you know, is just so grateful for what her body can do. And I feel like we can really learn from that, right? Seeing our bodies as just amazing for what they are and not needing to have it look a certain way. Our bodies are so much more than how they look. And even focusing on what we love about our body and how our body functions are things that really increases confidence within our bodies. Also, another big takeaway is that there's no one good movement, right? Like, you don't need to lift weights. You don't need to do CrossFit. You don't need to do anything. What we look for is movement that feels good for you, feels good for your body. Like, your bodies love to move, love movement. But the intention behind movement is really important. So moving your body in a way that feels good, to increase our energy, to just feel better, to increase mental health, instead of burning calories or shrinking your body, which is not a great way to live. On that note, guys, if you did enjoy the podcast, please go like, share, review, especially as I start this podcast. It's so important to get this feedback because I want to make sure that I bring on guests that you will love and that I am supporting you in your journey to heal your relationship with food and your body. So I will catch you in the next episode. Bye.